You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
To everybody, thank all of y'all for joining us on this morning. And as we always say, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in this day. It's a wonderful day out here despite all the rain. We thank God for the rain that we have received. We thank God for everything that He is continuing to do for all of us. And we're just very thankful for all that we receive from God on today. And a special shout out and a special congratulations to all of our graduates, high school graduates, collegiate graduates, middle school graduates, everybody that has graduated in the scholastic world onto the next level. Congratulations to you. Wonderful achievement, wonderful accomplishment. And as I've always said, a lot of us don't know what it's like to go through school and to graduate during the pandemic. So you guys are doing something that no other generation has experienced before. So congratulations to you. Special kudos to your parents and everyone that's played a role into helping you to take this next step in your life. So congratulations to all of you. And I just want to thank all of y'all for tuning in with us on this morning here and just spending a small segment of your time with us on today. So without further ado, what I'd like to do is I want to talk about something on today. Today's message, I was going to talk a little bit about our church, but the Spirit began to move and I was led in a different direction. And I want to speak to something that all of us can relate to. One thing that I want us to understand about the Word of God, it speaks to us and it lives through us and it meets us where we are. Here are three things. Here are three things that happen as the Word is being sown and received. Either you're getting ready to go into something, you're in the middle of something, or you're just fresh coming out of something. It's either one of those three things. Either you are coming out of something, you're dead smack in the middle of something, or you're just coming out of something here. So if the word right now may not resonate with you, I want you to just hold on, receive the equipment that God is receiving, that is giving you on today, because you never know when you're going to go through it and you're going to need it. You never know, you just might be going through it right now, and you never know, you just may be coming out, and there's always confirmation, okay? So what I want to encourage you all to do, especially those on social media that are watching us on this morning, if the word is not penetrating with you, don't click on and move to something else. Get the full understanding of this word, because I can assure you, it's going to speak to you in one of those stages. Either you're right in it, you're coming out of it, or you're getting ready to go into it, okay? So I want to just encourage you, get the knowledge, get the understanding. That's what this thing is all about here. So that what we want to do is we want to arm and equip the people of God, because we're all going through something, okay? We're either all going through something, we're either coming out of something, or we're getting ready to step into it. And the word is going to be right there, regardless to where you are in your life. So what I want to do today is I want to talk about something here that we all face at times. I want to talk about something that has a tendency to have an effect on every last one of us, regardless to who you are, regardless to what you're doing and going through in life right now. Some way, some shape, some fashion, some form, we all experience this at times. And again, I want to welcome all of you into this place. Thank y'all on Zoom that have joined us. Thank y'all on Facebook Live that are joining us as well. Whenever that you watch this video, I want to thank you and thank those of you that are tuning in on We Talk Radio's Shine Lord radio station. At this moment in time, as we all know, okay, we are slowly coming out of the snares of this pandemic. Okay, we can look for the light at the end of the tunnel, but sometimes it seems like even though there's light at the end of the tunnel, the light just can seem like it's so far away. So far away. When we see the light, it can suddenly become dimmed, because bad news at times seems to kind of find its way all around us, wherever we are in life. It just seems that we can get some good news over here, then it gets flushed out by some bad news at times. We seem to, at times, we can take two steps forward, And then all of a sudden we can take three steps back. Because the boisterous winds of life, they seem to blow us back into the darkness of the clouds. And when we feel that we're moving forward, sometimes it seems like we're right back where we started. That can be very daunting on our mindsets. It can be very frustrating in the days of our lives. And even though yes, we can say, due to the pandemic, yes, today, we have a vaccine. We have vaccines that are helping us to come out of this. And yes, things are beginning to open back up. We're getting ready to start traveling once again. We're getting ready to do all of these things. And we understand that. But at the same time, as we're trying to get back to what we once knew what was normal, we're trying to get back to what we once knew was a way of life, there still seems to be bad news floating around us all. Not everybody is infected or affected by COVID-19, but people are still becoming ill. People are still passing away. It seems like, yes, we're celebrating over here, but yes, on the other side over here, there are still some things that are keeping us ensnared, that are keeping us down. And over time, with enough news and enough bad news that are around us, things that we either see or experience on TV or things that we encounter within our own lives, it just seems like over time, our minds can become saturated. And then all of a sudden, we can become desensitized from the beauty of good things. Good things are happening. Good things are all around us. But the bad news seems to flush out the good things that are happening in our lives. And there can be a heaviness on our spirits because of this. And at this moment in time, you know, just for many reasons and situations seems to be out, things are out of our control, but we just can't seem to penetrate out of it. The light, I can see it at the end of the tunnel, but this bad news is grabbing me back into the darkness of the tunnel. But one thing that I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we should not be caught off guard by this. We should not be surprised by this very thing. Because Jesus told us in the world, what he told us in the word is that what he said was, he told us about this season. He told us this was coming. What he said was, in this world, he said, in this world, we will have tribulations. He said that to us before he ascended on high to the heaven. He wanted to warn those and alert those that were his early followers. Hey, listen, we're going to have trials and we're going to have tribulations. Tribulations are a part of our schedule. Tribulations are a part of the world that we live in. And as a matter of fact, tribulations are the state of troubles. Tribulation are the state of sufferings. Tribulations, they can create distress resulting from oppression and persecution. Now, distress is an unpleasant emotion. Distress is also an unpleasant thought. Distress can give you an unpleasant feeling or behavior in your life as well. It seems like that distress can come to rob us of our peace. And when we have no peace, we're often left with this thing, with this word, what we're going to focus on today, called worry. And I want us to understand, and I want to encourage somebody on today. I want to uplift somebody's spirit on today, because there's a spirit of heaviness in our world on today. Yesterday, we're celebrating the day of Pentecost. And this is the day where the Holy Spirit, as the early believers, were up into the upper room, and the Holy Spirit made its re-entry into this world, because the Holy Spirit was always with God. The Holy Spirit always floated among the world. And when God said, let there be light, the Holy Spirit helped bring forth those things. But when the Holy Spirit had access to work through us, Jesus said that I'm going to send you a helper. And on this day of Pentecost, yes, this was the day more than 2,000 years ago when the Holy Spirit made its grand introduction. It was able to operate through us. It was able to help us to do things better, bring memories back to us, and the remembrance of the word when we need it. It's here to help us and equip us. But I want us to understand, yes, we can celebrate it, but more importantly, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to operate on the inside of us. So as we're getting this information, what I want to encourage somebody on today is that worry does not have to live within you. And you have the power to remove your worries. You have the power to change the mindset of the tribulations that you may be experiencing. You have the mindset to think on those things which are high and above. You have the power, because now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or ask, according to the power that works within us. That Holy Spirit is that power that God has given us to work within us. It helps ignite that faith that's on the inside of us. He helps to bring things back to our remembrance when we cannot, because Jesus, as he lived on the face of this earth, he knew that we would need some help. He knew that the attacks and the tribulations and the trials that we would experience in our life, we would need a helper. So therefore, he sent the Holy Spirit to help us. But I want us to understand that power that's on the inside of us, we have it. And it's time for us to, in this day and in this time, to operate within that power. And that power that works within us is going to allow us to do this thing here. We understand, and we're going to have the ability to turn worry into worship. Our message on today, ladies and gentlemen, is turning worry into worship. Turning worry into worship. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for this word, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you for moving on my spirit that somebody needs to hear this word on today, Lord. Lord, we understand that there's hope. We understand that we have faith, but sometimes worry comes in and it does something to us. It ensnares us and it holds us back. But Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you right now for the blueprint that you're going to give to your people on today to help us to understand that we can turn worry into worship, Lord. Lord, help us to just open our hearts and our minds to receive your wonderful word on today, Lord. And right now, I want to speak to the spirit of distraction. Distraction, I cancel you out right now. You have no place in this message. And I send you back to the pits of hell where you belong, because the word will come forth. And I pray, Lord, for every hardened heart that's out there, that it becomes soft, Lord, that the word, the seeds of your word, can penetrate on good ground. And that, Lord, we can see the fruits of the labor from the word that is coming forth on today, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you just renew our minds, renew our strength, Father God, and just help us in this day and in this time, and to let us know that you love us enough to let us know on today that we can turn worry into worship. In the mighty, magnificent name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Again, I want to thank all of y'all for joining us on this morning, those on Zoom, We Talk Radio, as well as those on Facebook Live. Now, turning worry into worship is easier said than done. But today I want to leave us some keys for unlocking turning worry into worship. Because worry has a tendency to knock on the doors of our life and say, let me in, let me in. I need to come on the inside, because I'm all around you and I need your mindset to be focused on me. But we have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we have the power to not open the door. The first thing that I would like to do is I want to talk about exactly what the word worry means. What is worry? Because we can use this word a lot and can tend to think that we worry about some things, but let's be clear and concise about the definition of this word called worry. Now, psychologically, worry is closely related to fear. Worry is closely related to fear. Fear of the unknown outcome. When we don't know how the outcome is going to happen, we have a tendency to have fear. Now, God does mention in his word, this is why we want to equip you with the word, because the word of God says, okay, we have to study to show ourselves approved, so that when worry shows up, we've got the equipment. When fear shows up, we know what the word says about that. God says in his word 365 times in the entire Holy Bible, not to fear. Do not fear. And when you look at numbers, as I said, there's power in numbers. There's something significant about numbers. 365 is the number of days in our calendar year. So literally, we can literally say that God is telling us in every day of our calendar year not to fear. 365 times, 365 days. Now, what I want us to understand is that worrying, okay, as it aligns with fear, worrying is a form of thinking about the future in a way that can leave you feeling anxious or apprehensive. So there is a correlation between worry and being anxious and being worried. Now, the human element of our mental function is to play out scenarios for problem solving because we have the ability to have problem solving skills. That's a gift that God gives to mankind. When we were made, remember, as we talked about in the book of Genesis, when we were made in his likeness, okay, he gave us a lot of his functions and attributes. So we function just as God functions with the ability to be able to solve problems. Okay, that's the way our minds operate. That's the way we think. That's the way we operate. That's who we are as a species. Okay, and also I want us to understand that that is a wonderful and a great skill to have. It's wonderful to be able to have problem solving skills. It's a gift that God has given us. And as a matter of fact, problem solving skills are one of the most unique attributes that human beings have. And it helps us to supersede other species, to really be able to problem solve at the level in which we can problem solve. The eagle has wings and has claws. The lion has a roar. The bear has strength. The shark has strong teeth. But we have problem solving skills. As a lot of you know that follow me on Facebook, I made a post earlier this week talking about disconnecting ourselves and just giving yourself sacred time to just think. The power of the thought. Good, fruitful thinking, problem-solving thinking can help us to set ourselves up for success. But we have to use it to its full ability because there's a lot of good that comes from the ability to have the thought process for solving problems. Now, because we have these problem-solving skills, we have that power to think, okay? It's a tremendous capability that we have, but also what happens is at times, the what-if scenario can also serve as our detriment, okay? The what-if scenario can serve as our detriment. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that, ladies and gentlemen, is the thought comes in because we're trying to solve these problems and trying to figure things out. And we're so solution-based, which is a good thing to have. But sometimes what can happen is we get these thoughts like, what if I don't pass the test? What if my car breaks down? What if I don't interview well? What if this is happening? And what if that is happening, and what can I do about this, and what if, and before you know it, you got so many what ifs and thoughts and trying to solve problems and figure things out. You got so much going on right now that we have the tendency to ponder over and over on the what ifs of life, the what ifs that we can't control, the what ifs that seem to take a toll, the what ifs that seem to have a stroll, the what ifs that we just cannot control in our lives. We can think about them constantly. We can play them out in our minds several times. The what ifs can become excessive, and that can serve as our detriment. In fact, according to a psychological clinical study, excessive worry is the primary symptom of a generalized anxiety disorder known as GAD, okay? Generalized anxiety disorder. Excessive worry is an uncontrollable force that takes control over our thoughts and our minds as we're constantly trying to solve it, as we're constantly trying to figure things out and constantly trying to fix things that we cannot fix and solve problems that we cannot solve. All of a sudden, it becomes an excessive thought pattern. It becomes an excessive mindset. And now we begin to lay and to ponder and to live in the what-if scenarios of our lives. Now, I want us to understand that when we focus on these things here, these things that we're worrying about, it begins to paint a false narrative, a false picture in our mind, and we begin to constantly see that picture. Because now we're looking at the what ifs. What if this happened? What if they think this about me? What if they feel that way about me? What if, what if, what if, what if, what if? And now the mind becomes cloudy. We're moving two steps forward, but the what ifs can bring us three steps back. What I want us to understand is now there are real event worries that do come from real life events. There are some things, okay, that happen in our lives that can tend to cause us to worry. And there are also some hypothetical worries that come from the hypothetical what ifs. But what I want us to understand is regardless to which form of worry, it's not a healthy mindset by any stretch of our lives. In fact, it's been medically proven that excessive worrying can lead to physical health issues such as high blood pressure, high blood sugar, loss of appetite, stress, and many other health concerns that could lead up to heart attack or stroke or things that really have an impact on our health. See, my brothers and sisters, what I want us to understand is the enemy knows how our minds work. He understands the anatomy of our minds. And while it's so great to have problem-solving skills and to be able to use the gift of the mind, the level of the power of thinking that we have in our minds, the enemy comes yet to kill, steal, and destroy. Now, it is so much like Satan, our enemy, to use our ability to care about the well-being of people or someone or something, and to use that problem-solving mindset to amplify situations in our life that can cause us to worry. In other words, he's going to turn the volume up on a what-if scenario to make you constantly think and focus and ponder on the what-ifs. Because he takes that volume and he turns it up all the way loud to where that's all you can hear. And before you know it, now you have stepped into excessive what-if thinking. What if they don't like what I'm wearing? What if they don't like what I'm doing? What if my presentation doesn't go right? What if I don't get this job? What if my bills cannot be paid? All these what ifs, and he turns that volume up to where that's all your natural ears are consuming. What I want us to understand is, even though it's in our nature to want someone to be taken care of, to want these solutions to be solved, to want the best in everything and every outcome, it's our nature to want to see the good in all situations. So sometimes when we cannot see the good at the end of the tunnel, we cannot see the good because we don't know the outcome, the what-ifs begin to play loudly in our ears. But if there is or can be a threat to the best outcome, this is how we will create negative outcomes. And what the enemy will do is he will replay this in our minds over and over and over and over. And it becomes rhythmic. It becomes a pattern. It becomes a pattern. I'm thinking left, he brings me back to the middle. I'm thinking right, he brings me right back to the middle. I'm thinking up, he brings me right back down. I'm trying to go around, he brings me right back down. Because he wants you to think over and over and over and over. What if this? What if that? What if this? What if that? What if this? What if that? And play it over and over and over and over. And before you know it, psychologically, mentally, and spiritually, you're now trapped into the pattern of the rhythm of worry. But what I want us to understand, just like any chain, because if you're over here and worry wants to bring you back in, if you're trying to go over there and worry wants to reel you back in over here, just like any chain, ladies and gentlemen, a chain can be broken. Worrying is like a chain, but just like any chain, the chain of worry can be snapped. I want us to understand that even though it may be a strong hold, it can become weakened. I want us to understand that it's used by the enemy, but it can, in fact, be destroyed. Worrying cannot overcome the infallible word of God. As a matter of fact, the word of God is our sword. The word of God, ladies and gentlemen, is our shield. The Word of God is our strong tower. The Word of God speaks to us. The Word of God meets us where we are. And despite the worries that we have in our life, God says worrying is not the end. We don't have to lay in the bed of our worries. We don't have to allow the snares of our worries to ensnare us. We don't have to be caught and handcuffed by the chains of worry, because God says that is not his intention for our lives. As a matter of fact, speaking of the Word of God, if you will, go with me into the book of Philippians, because we've got a remedy here. I want to give you some keys to talk about the snares of worry that's going to help us to lock the doors when worry is trying to come in, and also to unlock the doors where we can free ourselves from the worry. So if you will, open your books into the book of Philippians. It's in the New Testament, okay? The Old Testament is over here in the left hand, Genesis through Malachi. The New Testament is in the right hand. It is in Matthew through the book of Revelation. Let's hang out in the New Testament, because Paul is telling the Philippian church something about worries. If you go into chapter 4, go into verses 6 through 8, let's hear the keys that God has given us to break the chains of worry. So if you will, go with me into Philippians 4. Verses 6 through 8, I am coming from the NLT, the New Living Translation, and I want to read something to you here that's going to be a blessing to you. I want to read something to you here that's going to free somebody. I want to read something to you here that's going to unlock the freedom for worry and keep the door closed from worry coming into your life. So in Philippians 4 and 6 through 7, let's hear what the Apostle Paul is telling the Philippian church. He's saying in verse number 6, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. I'm going to read that again. He says, do not worry about anything, but instead pray about everything. Worry about nothing, pray about everything, or in some translations, don't be anxious for anything, okay, the King James Version said, but in everything through prayer and supplication. He's telling us not to do something, but giving us an instead. Instead of us going to the left and being pulled back by the snares of worry, he's allowing us to break those chains and continue to go into the direction in which God has for our lives. So do not worry about anything. Instead, there is an instead. Can somebody just join me and thank God for the insteads in our lives? Can somebody just lift your hand and say, Lord, I thank you for the instead? Can somebody just say, Lord, I know that it's had its hands all over me, but I want to bless your name for the instead. I want to thank you for the instead. I know everything is going on in our life, but Lord, you gave me a word that said instead. Put instead in a chat. Put instead in a text. Thank God this morning for the instead in our lives, because he came, he said, we've been made endure for a night, but joy, instead, joy. I want you to know that joy will come in the morning. So instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then, in verse number 7, here is a then. I love when the Lord says a then, because that means after you've done these things, now he's giving you progression. Now he's taking you in a direction. Now he's taking you into the next level. Now he's sending you forward. When he says, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that you can understand. His peace will guard your hearts. His peace will guard your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Somebody ought to give God praise right there, because we have the keys to turn worry into worship. Somebody ought to give praise right now, because God has an instead in your life. Somebody ought to give God praise on this morning, because it wanted to snare you down, but you've got the clippers to cut the snares and free yourself. That power is on the inside of you. Unto him who is able to do it, he is able to do exceedingly. He's able to do abundantly above all that we can think, above all that we can ask, because he gave us an instead. He gave us a key. He gave us direction. He gave us peace, and worries don't have to be the end. And what I want to do is I want to arm us. I want to give us something here. I want to give us something here that we can leave with as I get ready to close here. I want to give you four quick points. If you're taking notes, I want to give you four quick points for turning worry into worship. These are going to be real quick. Stay with me here. Let's get you on these four quick points here to help you to turn worry into worship. Number one, out of our points of turning worry into worship is, number one, As the word of God says here in Philippians 4 and 6, stop worrying. That simple. Just stop worrying. Put the brakes on worrying. Just stop it. God says to stop worrying. Okay? Now here's the deal. Through Christ, you can stop worrying because you can do all things through Christ. Philippians 4 and 13. You can do all things through Christ. So with the help of Christ, you can and you will stop worrying. So number one is just stop worrying. Number two, okay, if you're taking notes, number two, if it's worth worrying about, it's worth praying for. If it's worth worrying about, it's worth praying for. Okay, we just read in Philippians 4 and 6, it says, tell God what you need. And when you're telling God what you need, guess what you're doing? You're having dialogue with God, as we've talked about. You're having dialogue with God. And having dialogue with God is called, how many of you remember? It's called what? It's called praying. Remember the power of prayer? Remember our series? I tell you, these series, these sermons, these messages, they all connect. And you're going to take something from one message and it's going to meet you at the next message because the word of God will meet you where you are. So now we have the power in prayer as part of one of the four key ways to help us to turn worry into worship. Okay, so what we're doing is, okay, as we're having dialogue with God, that is called praying, guess what? Praying, hear me now, praying, I want you to understand, praying is step number one in the worshiping process. Did you know that praying is a form of worship? And did you know that worship is a form of praise? They all interconnect. You start in that dialogue. And as you're talking to God, you're telling him about your troubles. You're telling him about your worries. He's hearing from you because he says that he wants us to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. If you care about it, cast it. Cast it into the deep. Give it to God. Get rid of it. Get it off your plate. Get it off your shelf. It's not meant to sit there and just serve as a weight to beat you down. Give it to God. If it's worth worrying about, it's worth praying for. Now, Matthew 6 and 33 says, to seek you first the kingdom of God, not your worries, not your troubles. Don't get up in the morning focusing on worries. Don't get up in the morning focusing on problems. He says, Jesus says in Matthew 6 and 33, okay, to seek ye first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, seeking the kingdom of God. And now when you do that, when you're seeking, you're placing him first, you're having dialogue with God, you're now in a position for submission. So number two, if it's worth worrying about, it's worth praying for. All right, number three, and there's a four quick points here of turning worry into worship. Number one, we'll stop worrying. Number two, if it's worth worrying about, it's worth praying for. Number three, if you're taking notes, tell God about your worry and thank him because he has it. Remember that instead. Instead of being bogged down with your worries, thanking God that he's freed you from those worries. So tell God about your worry and thank him because he has it. God got it. He received it. Once you cast it, he received it. It's his now. It is off your plate. Clear yourself from the worry. God has it, and you have to believe that by faith. Now you're having fellowship with God and entered into his gates with thanksgiving because you're thanking God, right? Right? Because you're thanking God. You're having that dialogue. You're now in this position of submission. Now you're having that dialogue. You're turning that worry into worship. And now what you're doing, you've entered into the presence of God the right way. You came. Remember that message we had a while back called The Approach? Okay, watch your approach. Okay, all these messages now, as you can really, okay, now all these messages are now starting to kind of line up as we laid that foundation. Now we're building walls. We're building windows. Everything is starting to come together, okay? So as we talked about that a while back now, we have to watch our approach. We come to God the right way. We have that time with God. And now guess what we're doing? We've now entered into the presence of God the right way, and we transition our worries into worship. We're now literally transitioning our worries into worship. We begin to thank God. Lord, I know you got it. Lord, I understand. I'm thinking about this. I'm going through this. I'm stressing over this, but there is an instead. Lord, I thank you that you got it. I thank you that it's no longer on my plate. I'm thanking you, Lord. You're having that dialogue with God. God is loving that. Because remember, as we said, he occupies residency in your praise. When you praise, he's sitting there. He's having this dialogue with you. He's talking to you. It doesn't matter how articulate you are. It doesn't matter how inarticulate as you are. That ain't what God is looking for. He's looking for that time. He's looking for that submission of position. He's looking for you just to say, can you believe that I've got your worries under control? So number three, tell God about your worry and thank him because he has it. And number four, my last point here, welcome the peace of God. Number four is welcome the peace of God. Have you ever thought about that? You have to welcome peace. Peace is a gentleman. Peace is also going to knock on the door and say, will you allow me to come in? Do you want the chaos or do you want the peace? Do you want the worry? Do you want the distress or do you want the peace? We have to make a choice because we have these keys to open the door and allow, oh, Holy Spirit, thank you, allow peace to walk into the door. Have the door open for peace. Have the door locked for worries, but have the door unlocked for peace. When we have worship time with God, ladies and gentlemen, he will give us peace. We just read that in Philippians 4 and 7. And Philippians 4 and 7 says that then you will experience, as we just had, then. I love the word then because now we've gone through, we've understood, we're transitioning, and now, boom, and now we're moving into that direction. Then, the Apostle Paul said, then you will experience God's peace. Not any kind of peace, but perfect peace. Not any kind of peace. Peace from God. That peace that surpasses all understanding, that guards your hearts. Do you realize it will guard your mind? It will guard your heart. It literally stands in front and folds its arm and protects anything from robbing. It wants to get into your heart. Stress wants to get into your heart. Stress wants to get into your mind, but peace is standing there flat-footed, looking right at all those troubles and worries and stress with the arm folded in the sand. Not this one. Not today. Not this heart. Not this mind. You ain't coming here. It will guard your heart. And it will guard your mind. That's what the perfect peace of God will do. But you have to welcome that peace in. You have to want that peace to come in. You have to want that peace to transition. You have to want that peace to come in and take full control. Get out of your stress and discomfort and worries and allow peace to have its perfect way. And when we do that, we will have that peace that Christ Jesus has told us we can have. Now, as I close, and I want to thank all of y'all for tuning in on this morning, I want us to understand something. As we close this message out on today, once you have placed yourself, hear the word, hear what I'm about to say. Once you have placed yourself in uninterrupted fellowship with God, not with your phone on, not with all these other things going on, not with your TV on, not with all these, no, you've got to set aside some time to have that time with God. Give him all your worries. Give him all your doubts. Give him all your concerns. If you care about it, cast it. If you care about it, it's worth praying for. If you care about it, let God have his way. Once you have placed yourself in uninterrupted fellowship with the Lord, your worries, the worries, the things that have bothered you, the worries have now transitioned into worship. You cannot have worship time with God while focusing on your worries. You cannot have prayer time with God and go right back to worry. The Bible says you cannot pray, not to pray and worry, not to pray and worry, what not to pray and worry. You have now deleted your prayer when you go right back to worrying. You have to give that to God and know that he has it. Even if you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, even if you can't solve the problem, even if you don't know the outcome, know that God does. Because you know what he says? He's the Alpha, he's the Omega, he's the beginning and the end. His thoughts are not your thoughts. His ways are not your ways. He knows what the end is going to look like. So give it to him because it's going to work out for your good. His plans for you include prospering you, not harming you. Giving you a hope, giving you a future. God wants the best for you. So you have to know when you give it to him, it's going to transition into the best. You have to have trust that God has it under control. And you got to believe this by faith. There's that word again. We just finished a long series on faith and how faith is because God is. Okay. It operates as God operates. It's always waiting for you to just operate within it. By faith, give your worries to God and know that he has them. And ladies and gentlemen, my last and final point here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to remain in the perfect peace of God. And always, not sometimes, but always, Facebook Live, always We Talk Radio, always Zoom, you have to always turn your worries into worship. Amen? Amen. Let's give God some praise for that wonderful word on today. Because worry does not belong in your schedule. Worry does not belong in your mind. Worry does not belong in your heart. Worrying robs you of your faith. Worrying weakens you, not just physically, but also spiritually. And we want to make sure we lock the door and don't allow worry to come in, but open the door for God's peace that surpasses all understanding, that stands and guards our hearts. It stands and it guards our minds in Christ Jesus. Somebody out there today, you really struggling with worry, but you've got the keys now. You've got the keys now to turn worry into worship. And I want to pray for that person, whoever that is. I don't care where you are. I know we're doing this stuff, Zoom, virtual, and all that good stuff, but God is still operating. He's still moving. God is bigger than the airwaves here. He's bigger than the connection that we have. He is right there wherever you are. He is right there. I don't care when you listen to this message, God is right there in the midst. And I just want to pray with you right now, because somebody is bogged down with worry, but more importantly, you need to know that God has it, because you need to know that God has you. For that person that's allowed worries to keep you down, I want to pray a spirit. I want to pray a prayer of freedom over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we heard your word. Father God, your word spoke to us. We've got four strong points to help us to turn worry into worship. And we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Somebody needs to hear this, Lord. The 99 may be fine, but that one sheep needed to hear this word on today, Lord Jesus. That one sheep needed to hear this word spoken directly into their life, Lord. And I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that as they're turning worry into worship, they're also turning to you to become their Lord and Savior, Lord. Somebody needs to know that you're in control. Somebody needs to know that they don't have to live a life in sin. That if they confess with their mouth that you are the King of Kings, and confess with their mouth that you are the Lord of Lords, and that you rose on the third day, they can be saved. It's that simple. You said in your word that your yoke is easy. We can complex things. We can overcomplicate things and think that we got to send in for prayer cloths and all the spiritual spring water and all. Lord, that ain't what your word said. Your word said to confess and believe. And I am here to make this word simple. To take back all the convoluted and confusion and things that man has put his hand on, and to let that person know it is simple, because he said, my yoke is easy. And you are free on today. If you just accept that he's your Lord, welcome him into your heart, you are saved. You don't need an organ playing. You don't need a drum roll. You don't need to run down some aisle, and you don't need to run. No, it's that simple. It really is that simple. And you, if you believe it in your heart, you are saved on today. And I want to welcome you into God's kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, I love you. Now, thank you for releasing someone, for freeing them, Lord Jesus, and allowing them to be able to see you in their life. In Jesus' mighty name, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If that was you, I want to welcome you into the kingdom of God. You are turning your worries into worship, and you are now starting a life with God. And I just want to encourage you, if that was you, if you would just do me a favor, do me one small favor. I don't ask for a whole lot. Just do me one favor. Will you reach out to me personally? Just say, that was me. You can put it in the chat if you don't mind it being publicly, or you can DM me on Facebook Live. Reach out to me. I just want to start some dialogue with you, walk you through just a simple plan of salvation and stay connected with you, because we need to have that communication, that line of communication. And if you're looking for a church home, we would love to have you to join our church. We're just here rooted in the word of God. I'm doing this from my home right now, you know, and who knows what God is going to do, what doors he's going to open. I'm just in position to wait on the next step, because guess what? There's a then. Okay, we're right here right now, but there's a then. We're going through this right now, but there's an instead. And I know that God is opening up new doors. And if you want to be a blessing, if this word was a blessing to you, to anybody, if you want to just give your gifts and show God that you really appreciate this word, okay? We should see it in Facebook chat, in the chat line on Facebook Live, and maybe on Zoom and all that. You can give to us here. You can give on Givelify. Just pull up Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. You'll see our church logo, all of that. We'll welcome your gifts. And you can also give to us on Zelle. Okay, you can pull it up under our church email address, info.soilchurch@gmail.com. Okay, you can give to us on Zelle, info.soilchurch@gmail.com. Feel free to do that. We love that. I'm going to pray over every single gift that receive. I'm going to reach out to you personally. Thank you for your contribution. It's just going to help us to have a then, because we're starting right here, right now, but we got a then on schedule. And only God knows what he has for this ministry. But if you're getting good biblically sound word, I want to congratulate you. I want to encourage you to stay anchored in your church. Encourage you to stay anchored in the word of God. But if you need a church home, we would love to have you. We're not going to do anything but saturate you with the word of God. I want to thank everybody for joining us on this morning. Thank those of you on Facebook Live. Thank those on We Talk Radio. Thank y'all in the Zoom room. Zoom, hold on. We're going to fellowship a little bit. And if you guys want to reach out to us and join us on Zoom as well, on Facebook Live or on We Talk Radio, I'd love to send you that Zoom link. We're just a community of a loving community here, a loving team here. And we'd love to have you. But in the meantime, we'll see you next week, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And as I always say, don't meet me there. Beat me there. Have a fantastic day, folks. We love you, folks, and we'll see you next week.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. Everything, I still have everything, yeah.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.